Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. What's happening to everybody out there? You know what it is. It's time for that talk show, the talk radio. First thing first, I want to acknowledge my phone caller, 702 area code. I'm going to get with you in 1 second. But first, we're going to get into the station ID. You know, it's your boy, Emax the Image, man. That's right. We here, man. Bring you some wild shit, some good shit, and some other things, too, while we out here in Biz Effort, Ohio, you know what I'm saying? At Club Weezy's! Y'all know what it is, man. And we just had a bowl from Chef Carla D. Hey, man. That damn Chef Boyardee got competition. That's probably why they don't sell it no more. Or they sell it at Save-A-Lot or something. So, you know what it is, man. We here to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. You know what I'm saying? Broadcasting live right here from Bedford, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Right outside of Cleveland. Y'all don't understand. Cleveland, Ohio is what it is. Okay? You can call the number in tonight. Talk to us live on the air, 646-478-0944. Press the one to talk, or just, you know, listen. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. All right, you can even log on to blogtalkradio.com. Your page comes up, click live, go into the category, motivation. And usually we're on the first page, you know what I'm saying? Maybe scroll down a little bit, see my little face right there. blogtalkradio.com. It's some serious shit going on in our country. Alright? I heard somebody that was kind of lightweight on the ignorance side asking me the other day, man, you know, what the fuck is going on, dude? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, cuz, if you did a little bit of research, you would understand it's really not even a part of the, what they call that shit, depopulation. That depopulation is just, you know, that's something that I don't think the creator going to let man do, okay? So y'all don't even worry about that. But what you worry about is how you being confronted by all these crooked-ass police officers, you know what I'm saying? Don't act like you know what I'm saying, you rubber. Or bullets bounce off your ass, because as you see, they don't give a fuck about killing us, all right? But what I find to be awful strange is how... Who was that? The captain of the police out there, Ferguson, got up there and made this big old speech talking about his son, how he sag his pants and wear his baseball cap to the side and all tatted up and everything, man. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. What's all this about? You know what I'm saying? The Crips was talking to the civil rights leaders and the Bloods was talking, but... It really is. Listen, when we was growing up, your mama said, boy, shut up. Whether you was wrong or right, you shut up, didn't you? All right? Everything was cool. And as long as you kept your mouth closed, you ain't get your ass kicked. Ain't that what they really trying to say? All right? Started off with a peaceful protest. I don't really got nothing to say about no peaceful protest. You know me, man. I don't know, man. You know, sometimes, you know, heads got to roll and people is afraid to die. Everybody want to go to heaven. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to eat, but they don't want to go apply for food stamps. So, I mean, let's keep that shit real. You know what I'm saying? The shit ain't going to change until something changes. We can't keep being passive. You know what I'm saying? Let motherfuckers just walk all over us because we're fucking scared. And that's the whole problem. We're scared, man. You know, they didn't show us all of the pictures of the lynchings and the beatings and the jumps and the rapes and that. And the water hoses, and they killed all the messengers and everybody that stand up and stand out. They kill them off. So everybody want to sit back and be like, well, you can't call him fat ass Al Sharpton no more. Skinny ass Al Sharpton with that big ass head, like a pookie. You know what I'm saying? They want to be like him. What was he standing there for? He ain't really had nothing to say. The people had said it already. And the thing that I want to let y'all know is that you wasn't going to see too many pictures of all the white folks that was out there walking up and down the streets with all them black folks with their hands in the air screaming, don't shoot. They don't show you them. They don't show you all of the comments of the little white people that was marching with us like they always do. Some of them was just in the shit because it was something to do and it was fun. Not even realizing that bullets ain't got no face they could be aiming for, nigga. But, you know, you blend in with the wall. Just sad to say. I'm sorry. Y'all got to look at things from a realistic standpoint. It's not about the population, dude. It's about the ending of the age and the one that's coming in. See, they know something we don't know, and the orders has been handed down. You know, I watched a video last night that talked about how our brothers and our fathers and our uncles and our sons and our sisters and our aunties and mamas put on them their military suits, and now they're being trained to turn their guns on us. And the question has been asked, will they shoot? What the hell do you see that's going on? Let's get to the 702 number, see if they want to say a few words. All right, 702-609, you on with E-Max the Image, Hood Talk Radio. Who am I speaking to?
Well, you're talking to
you
man
just
called Hawk. Yeah, I'm talking to the man called Hawk from Las Vegas. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hey.
That's what's happening.
I'm, yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I listened to a little bit of what you had to say, and so far has not become a nationwide trend yet, but it definitely has folks that are actually paying attention, on attention, you know what I mean? They're pretty much on alert, so folks are better,
right.
You know, they better get their minds right. I mean, because believe me, working the Las Vegas Strip, at least 4 days out of my 5 day work week, and believe me, you see them police at work, man. I mean, they're out there with
yeah.
cruisers, they're out there with BMX bikes, dirt bikes. So you can't help but see them. Believe me, you blind if you ain't paying attention.
Right. And it's a shame that there's so many of us is looking at it like it's just something that's on the news. You know what I mean? They ain't taking it
yeah,
for
exactly.
what it is, for real. You know.
Right.
Well, that's mm-hmm. what's up, man. I appreciate you calling in tonight. You know what I'm saying? We're chopping
oh,
it up
brother.
On Facebook and finally got in on, you know, a lot of people find it hard to get in, man. You bam. You know what I'm saying? I try to make it as plain as possible, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, we're putting up the, yes, sir. Yeah, with the exact same number is for my man, Sheriff Al Porter on Monday
yeah.
night. So I chime in on Monday
yeah.
nights whenever I can to, you know, to talk to that brother there and find out what the deal is. And believe me, finding conscious brothers in my hometown of Cleveland, Ohio, I actually graduated out of John Marshall High School in 1989. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I know a little bit about Cleveland, and I'm trying to keep an eye on things that's going on, especially after the connections that I made out there. So it's definitely
yes,
a pleasure to talk with you, and I will I'll make it a habit of it as available as I possibly can.
Hey, we appreciate that too, man. You know, you always welcome to call in and chime in. It might be something that is on your mind, you know what I'm saying, you want to talk about, because we all over the world. So it's things that's happening in other places that affect us here, and it's always, you know, and vice versa. So it's always good, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, have people that's not exactly sitting where we sitting, you know what I'm saying, looking at things from another perspective. Because what we understand is what you see about Cleveland here ain't what we see on the news. You know what I'm saying? It's a totally different thing. It's like a marketing thing. Called, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. They call it selective news. You know, they pretty much pick and choose the reports that they want to report. They pick and choose what they want the people to know and keep everybody just deaf, dumb, and blind and out of their damn minds.
Oh, yeah. Because right now, you know, the black thing is hot right now, so all the stations going to cover Ferguson. You know, I posted that question on Facebook once, you know what I'm saying, about don't y'all, you know, is anybody paying attention to the fact that the thing that happened in Ferguson is taking over the entire news network? I mean, on every channel. You know, every channel. It was something about that Ferguson thing going on, man. I mean, it's really, really, really got the police on alert. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all the black people going to come and get us now. You know what I'm saying? And so they agitated, for one, because people stood up and went out there, and they still marching. And the police asked them to go home when the sun went down, and they was like, we ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
And they didn't. You know what I'm saying? They didn't. What was funny to me was that how the news reports was saying, oh, there was no outbursts of violence and everything was peaceful. And, you know, they just protested with, you know, murmurs and chants. And I was like, wow, murmurs and chants. You know, when they were saying, don't shoot.
Yeah, they called that civil unrest.
Yeah. And you know that. And a lot, that's exactly what I mean when I say people ain't looking at it for what it is. They couldn't get what they want out of the Trayvon Martin thing. Okay?
Right.
So now here's Mike Brown, you know what I'm saying, rest his soul. All right? He had to be another sacrifice to try to kick off this race war thing so that they can make use of all the damn FEMA camps they done built. They got all them people working in them camps getting paid for walking around reading newspapers, falling asleep in the cells and every damn thing else, and they ain't got no prisons. You know, if you go back to the 70s and you look at the King Albert Plan, check out the King Albert Plan, and you tell me, you see, back in the 70s, it was only 21 million black people in this country. 21 million. That's it. Now, we done tripled that, plus some. So it's not so easy to lure us in like, you know what I'm saying, the Cowboys did with the lasso and the rope.
That's right.
Now, it's enough of us here. We're not the majority, but because of the way things are for everybody right now. See, the only people that's being affected is the people of the other, or as Dr. Claude Anderson like to say, you know what I'm saying, and what's the other comedian, the black comedian that used to write for Richard Pryor?
Paul Mooney, right?
Paul Mooney, yeah. He said they got the complexion for the protection of the collection. And that's all it is. You know what I'm saying? The collection is stagnant right now. It's not moving. It's not growing. And they trying to protect what they got because they only got about another 142, 143 years to go before, you know what I'm saying, the change of rulership got to come through. We may not see it. Our children may not see it, but our grandchildren definitely going to live it because that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there's
it has come down to that particular subject itself has become the quote-unquote American bottom line. I mean, nothing supersedes the almighty dollar. I mean, the OJs had it right, you know what I mean? When it comes down to that, it's almost as if that surrounds everything that goes on in this country. is mm-hmm. finance. That's pretty much yep. one all it ends on. What makes me mad is that they trade, or should I say they switch out the almighty dollar in place of almighty God.
Well,
and that makes me upset more than anything else.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially when, you know, people talking about God help me get some money. You know,
right.
They tell you in the Bible when the little boy ran to Jesus and told him, say, hey, man, he got all this money and they ain't sharing that with me. But Jesus turned around and said, what I got to do with that?
Right. Right, see?
But in the end, he was merciful and made them boys split the money with their brother. But see, that's in that book. That's that book. That's that Paul conversation that a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have a show about that. But that's that Paul conversation that a lot of people get caught up in. They don't understand that it was Paul speaking to maybe the Corinthians or the Hebrews or the church at Antioch. It was Paul. You know what I'm saying? And then Paul said what John said. His revelation was in Revelation. So, I mean, a lot of the things that's in the Bible are messages, but they only messages to those that really want to pay attention to what it's actually saying. You know what I'm saying? So the things that I'm seeing in my life right now, the things how life has changed from the time, you know what I'm saying, that I was really started opening my eyes and questioning things to the point where I felt like, what the fuck, I ain't scared. I got to say what I need to say. This is it. You know what I mean?
This is it.
And it got to the point where I started reading everything. It took me about 4 years to get to the place where I am right now, and I have a totally different understanding of really most of the people that I know. They look at me like I'm crazy. Because a lot of the things in a lot of my life, I lived it based on one principle alone. And then I learned some different things and came to some under comprehensions and, you know, learned what understand means, really. You know what I'm saying? So it's some little small things to help me to understand what's going on right now. And I'm just trying to find the words to share it, but people is, like, hard of hearing. But I'm not, you know, a quitter. I ain't soft, none of that. But I'm going to continue to keep moving with what I got to say. Every time I, you know, share this and we do this show, it's always about something current. And it's always something about what the people are asking amongst themselves, but really not trying to, you know, say nothing about it. You know what I mean? And I think that's the shame. That's the shameful thing. People would rather watch somebody shaking their ass, you know what I'm saying, on a video screen than really to watch something that'll, you know, help you. Because if you can change your mind on some things, your mind can change a little bit, you might do better for yourself. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So a lot of this violence against blacks, now, it goes back beyond the King Alfred plan. If you go back to COINTELPRO, it was the same thing. Only they brought in the dope and the guns and all of that shit when they tried to do all the, you know, and then they hired black people to work for the FBI. But only as informant agents. You know what I'm saying? Infiltrate all these black groups and bring us back all the information we can use to squash them. And it has been, and it probably will be the fear of a black messiah. When I read that book about the COINTELPRO program, and they titled it The Fear of a Black Messiah, because they do not, and they did not, and they still don't want that one black person that has that voice to click that bell to make everybody say, you damn right. And if we unite as a people, that is the fear that they have. That's why they hold practice and they hold meaning is to keep us separated. So, you know, when you separate people, you can conquer them. That's exactly what it means. And that's all they're doing. If they kill one and it's 10 of them, I brought this analogy up. I say there's 150 people standing around. At least 25 of them got guns on them. They done killed one boy laying on the ground. Why them motherfucking hard-ass niggas with them damn guns ain't shot the police yet? And ran away? Like
yeah,
they do when they shoot Pookie in the alley. You know what I'm saying? It's mighty strange you can shoot somebody in the alley over a dumbass drug dealer or a girl or something. But a motherfucking police gonna shoot you. You standing and you watch them kill your boy in cold blood and you got a 40 Glock on you, but you ain't gonna use it?
Right.
That's not what I call gangster, man. That's not gangster. If the mob heard that one of these stinking ass cops out here killed one of the people in their family, man, don't you know what kind of hell it would be to pay?
Yeah, quite much. Quite hell.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Just being, you know, realistic with it, man. We have to stop being passive. Everything is not okay. You know what I'm saying? Everything is not okay. And when they say, okay, everything is okay, then we say, all right, everything is okay. No. Everything is not okay. Everything is not okay, man. And a lot more people need to stand up and say this shit is not right. We ain't have it no more. Don't shoot. Don't shoot. Come on, man. Stop and frisk. You know, stop and frisk. So if you're a politician around here, you know Zach Reed and Ken Johnson decided that they want to go, you know, and announce to the world that they want to introduce legislation out here that's going to allow the Cleveland City cops to stop frisking and question people. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, all that fighting and everything that we did to get them from keep racially profiling there for somebody, it's going to turn around and get a new name. It's called Stop and Frisk. So you could be going to the grocery store with your girlfriend with your do-rag on and your pants sagging. And they're going to run your ass over. And after they handcuff you and beat you to a pup, they're going to say, where the fuck you going?
Well, right, yes. Yeah. See, you know? Now... I haven't started to read on that particular legislation yet. Believe me, I'm not in any great hurry for it. But I will say
that's
this much. I mean, apparently the gray area of probable cause has become so great that all you have to be is in the wrong neighborhood to get stopped and frisked the way they do it. I mean, because you could just be what they call wrong place, wrong time. So I don't know exactly where it falls into it, but believe me, it'd be something to research definitely. I mean, it pretty much is under the same premise or the same umbrella I like to call it with stand your ground.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you have to pretty much have to. You have to see exactly what's legal and what's not, what law enforcement can and cannot do without facing some kind of reproduction or repercussions other than a damn paid vacation.
Right.
So,
you know, for just, real.
A lot of questions need to be answered, yes.
Right, you're dead right. And that's exactly what the point I was getting ready to make. Isn't it funny? That every time a damn cop kills somebody, he reached for my gun. He brandished a knife. He reached for my gun, or he reached for my gun while we was fighting. Stop it, man. Every damn case, that's all I hear. And it ain't just the black kids when they kill somebody black. When they kill somebody white, that's the first thing the motherfuckers say. He reached for my gun. I watched a video, man, of a dude laying on the ground, and a cop put his knee in his back and shouted out loud, "Why are you reaching for my gun?"
Ooh,
and a dude
had
his arms stretched out wide on the ground, like, "I'm giving up, I'm giving up." And the dude and the damn white cop ran over to him and jumped down and put his knee in his back and said, "Why are you reaching for my gun?" And they tased the shit out of his ass. You know, it's a war on black youth. It ain't, see, some of us, you know, we at that age right now, we kind of lucky. You know what I'm saying? We're lucky. Because the shit that they gave us to feed our kids, you know what I'm saying? They turned it into something else. Have you ever seen that movie, Despicable Me? You ever watched part two?
Yeah, exactly. No,
motherfuckers sprayed something on this damn thing, turned them all evil. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, okay. Turn them into little purple people eaters.
Yeah, for real. Just with that little spray gun. Well, they got big ones.
All right. Yeah, exactly.
They got big ones.
I mean, not to keep jumping into religion or whatever, man, but, you know, everything that's going on right now is definitely the work of the devil. So, I mean, folks just need to...
Oh, you know
it. They need to actually keep a handle on the things that they do, especially when they're out in the street.
Well, yeah, you're definitely right, man. The thing is hard, man. You know, I live out in the projects right now. You know, sometimes I go outside and I try to talk to these little young dudes, you know, just not try to be like no big brother or no neighborhood watchman, but just to ask them, what do they get out of standing on a damn street corner all night? Last night, I got up to get me some cold water, man, and they was playing basketball. I swear it was 2 o'clock in the morning. They put the damn portable basketball hoop up in the middle of the damn street at 2 o'clock in the morning. And the fucking security guard was sitting there watching him. Like he wanted to play.
Right.
I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
this is pathetic.
So it has gotten to the point where I try to talk to my kids so much, you know, and I give them and I ride them around in the van and I show them shit and give them and tell them this is where and you do and what you do not want to be.
Man.
When you bored, you have to find something constructive to do. And when I say constructive, that means something positive. Levi, you like to play basketball. Jog your ass down to the rec center, shoot you some hoops. There's always some other kids in there shooting hoops that feel the same way. I don't want to hang out in the hood. I'm going to go to the rec center and shoot some hoops. And that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to keep on top of them. You need to just say something to make them think. You know what I'm saying?
I've been there and done that.
Oh, yeah.
And to tell you the truth, listen, I'm going to go ahead and give you a disclaimer real quick. I don't know if you hear it at all, but I know I do. I want to make sure that I do not interrupt you because apparently my voice comes into my ear through this program after maybe 2 or 3 seconds after I say it. So I just want to make sure that I offer that respect and I'm not cutting you off. But I will say this much. I've got 2 grown kids right now, and I got a 2-year-old granddaughter. So, you know, the man called Hawk is only old in human years, but you know, I'm looking like 25 years old right now, brother. Believe me, once I get my thing together, you and I will meet face to face, and maybe we'll both be on the radio at the same time, face to face on the same mic. You feel me? And I told my 20-year-old back when he was, you know, 11 or 12, right around the time where he started getting into the stupid age and listening to the wrong kind of hip hop and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a militant brother, so I tried to feed them down with black history, and I'll tell you why, because I told them straight up that they were ahead of me in having or knowing their African roots because their mother was born and raised in Nigeria.
Okay.
Yeah. So that being said, I had to let them know, I'm like, look, there is a right and a wrong way to do everything. you know, and granted, his brother started getting expelled for, you know, the stuff that his older brother did. In fact, if you check out my boy Trey Vega, he's on YouTube. He's got like a dozen videos on it. His name is spelled Trey, it's in T-R-E. The reason why he actually broke the name down to me. He said Trey is because he is Michael Carter III. He's named after me and his grandpa. And Vega is where he learned how to spit. Was living with me in Las Vegas. In fact, he learned from listening to me. I mean, because I've been a writer and a lyricist for nearly 30 years. And the way I see it, if Farrakhan can speak at the age of 81, what's stopping me?
Exactly. That's the point.
Yeah, Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to exercise their gift. You run away from it. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta. Only thing you got to do, man. I mean, listen. We had some great, 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 great teachers in our past. Take some heads and nose. Fuse them with your own ideas and come up with your bombshell, and I guarantee you, you know what I'm saying, you'll outshine Farrakhan. You know, it's a lot of things going on with Farrakhan, you know what I'm saying, especially with this deal he done made with these people that's running Scientology. I don't know how true it is, but, you know, they gave him a
From what I found, they've been in cahoots for at least 4 years.
Wow. So,
and funny enough, I would have to read up on the publication and see exactly what they're doing. And I will, you know, go along with whatever, you know, positive things they do for our communities. But yeah, I can never be a part of that. You know, I flat out refuse. And
you know,
it's just like you said, myself, I mean, you're talking about great teachers of the past. Yes, sir. I tell folks all the time, I'm a mix of Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, and Huey P. Newton. So that being said, you know, that's what I call a vital combination. And with this Facebook thing, man, I've made connections with some good people. So I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing and what I call the unity movement. See, you check out the seventh principles of Kwanzaa. First one being umoja. So I tell folks straight up, I'm an umoja soldier. Because believe me, we can't do anything collectively unless we get together first. Because that's what collective means, is a together effort. So in time, believe me, we will make the moves that are necessary for us to. It's not even about our upliftment anymore. Now it's about prevention of assassination and trying to keep ourselves from getting just killed in a genocidal fashion.
Yep. Annihilation. And that's pretty much what they want, man. That's why we got to fight for everything. We got to fight these people to put black people in movies. And now they got the movies. If you put a black person in the movie, I don't care how many black people like them, the movie's going to go to DVD within a month.
Right. Yeah, all you got to do is ask the executives of Cold Black Entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. And if you don't talk about what they want you to talk about or approve, then, you know, it's not going down like that. We'll find you a few grand, about 25, 30. You violated.
you signed on the dotted line
and you did what you said you wasn't going to do. You know?
Yeah,
so,
dig it. I actually wrote a second part. It was a volume two. It was, I guess you can call it a short version of a book report of a book that I read in the library years ago that detailed the nominations and the wins by black black actors and actresses during the Academy Awards. You know, it started with Hattie McDaniel and her win in Gone with the Wind. So,
right.
Yeah. So I tell you what. So far, we're current. We've had at least one win every year, or at least one nomination every year. And I forgot the name of that sister, but she's that African sister that was in 12 Years a Slave with Chiwetel Ejiofor, I believe his name is.
Yeah, I don't know her name either. I know who you're talking about though. I actually watched that movie,
yeah,
man. I watched it from a different perspective than everybody else. So,
okay,
it was hard to watch.
Okay.
It was hard to watch, but I had to watch it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It was a remake, actually. I remember seeing the original was called Solomon Northup's Roundup, and it starred one of my favorite actors. In fact, if you remember a man called Hawk from Spencer for Hire, brother Avery Brooks. That's who plays Solomon Northup in this made for TV movie. I remember catching on Black Stars a few years back. So yeah,
okay.
basically on the same premise. It was a free black man in the 18th century who was mistaken to have been still a slave, and no one really knew that he was a free man. See, and then folks that actually have not been students of history would know nothing about that. They would really have to like stumble upon that particular story or his particular story by accident.
Ain't that something?
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's pretty much
man.
It. I mean, that's how we learn anything, is by hitting our damn head on something.
Yeah, for real. Either that or the white man that plays some other white man out of something. And he said, just for that, I'm going to tell all the black people where they really came from.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they quick to kill their own, man. They killed Jesus, right, didn't they? And he said he came to save the world. They killed his ass, too. You know what I'm saying?
That's Brother Neo from The Matrix, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like that. We will kill you too. You want to help them? We will kill you too. They built the FEMA camps, man, not just for us, but for the Mexicans too. You know, they built them for the Mexicans too. So I'm like, all right.
Yeah,
and they trying to get us in there. They trying to get us
no
in
doubt.
There. You know, they gonna keep popping us off one at a time. Until they got one in Ohio. They got about six of them in Ohio. They're in like 38 of the 51 states in the United States. They call them fusion centers.
Fusion centers, brother. What the hell is that?
That's a technical name. The fusion center. Look it up sometimes, man. Look up that fusion center. Just look it up. I guarantee.
Well, yeah,
I guarantee.
I know the definition of the word, bro. That means the combining of two or more components. That's what fusion is.
Yep. And let me give you what the components are in their centers. Black people, Hispanic people, and the supporters of the other two. You can be right as Hitler and hang out with some black people, or got a black husband or a black wife, black kids, you going too. If you sat and if you on the news and you standing there, don't shoot, when they point out your face on that damn facial recognition program for the detainee ship, don't think you ain't going.
Right.
So at this point,
right,
they all over the world. They all over the world.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Bush,
I'm not gonna be lucky enough to to contract Vigilato like brother Michael Jackson did. You understand me?
Man, I ain't either.
Right.
I'm far from it. So yeah, I'm like, my goodness, man. What? So right now, at this point, I'm really just trying to figure out how I can protect my family, man, to the very end. You know what I'm saying? Because it has to be handed down. It's got to be handed down, man, like some old traditional shit from the family. Everybody got to know about this. You got to teach your kids, and they got to teach theirs, but you got to tell them. You have to understand this and comprehend this so that when you have children, that they'll understand it too. That's how those that got in power got in power.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They taught their kids.
Somebody is blowing my damn phone up, and they know what time.
I'm hearing that. It's all
right. Understand.
Hey, well, check this out, though. This is what I remember. This is what I remember learning. Now, granted, I'm going to have to actually like type it in and look it up. But they say that inaction or inactivity is the same thing as condonement, which means that if you don't do anything about the wrongdoings that occur in our communities, you're pretty much just, you know, you're nodding your head to it in agreement.
That's right.
And I counted myself, brother. I counted myself. I think I'm five seconds ahead. You're hearing me like 5 seconds after I say whatever I say.
Wow. The delay is that far. That's crazy. Damn.
Yeah, well.
Oh, that's
it's okay.
Radio
as long as Well, definitely, as long as you hear me, man, I don't care, you know. But the thing is, like I said, I'm trying not to interrupt you at all.
No, you good, man. Ain't no interruption. No interruption. So I'll adjust accordingly. All right?
Yeah, well, definitely. Man.
So y'all
know what it is?
We got Brother Hawk on the line, straight out of Las Vegas, y'all. I'm glad to have him on the line. We're going to take a break right quick and play some good music. And when we come back, we're going to finish this conversation. Brother Hawk, if you can hang out, it's all right. If you can't, we understand. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I got
Hood Talk Radio, y'all. From Cleveland, Ohio. We'll be right back.
Real. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. 646-478-0944. That was Games by your boy Emacs the Image off the upcoming album, or excuse me, CD. You can project, you can get a copy of that if you want to. Just send out emails, requests, and everything to theimage110@gmail.com. That's theimijj110@gmail.com. And you know what I'm saying? If you got some music you want to hear on this show, you can email it to me. I can play it. It is no problem, all right? We don't worry about censorship and filters, so you ain't got to worry about it. If you cuss, cuss. If you don't, we respect you just the same. Just respect me because this is the way I talk. That's why we call it Hood Talk Radio. We speak freely, all right? We want everybody to know we got Brother Hawk in the house. You know what it is. Las Vegas, so what's good? We appreciate him joining us tonight right here, cross country, doing what we do. I want to let y'all in on the thing. There's some crazy shit going around right now. Everybody, you know, man, look, I'm not even going to talk about it. They talking about Michelle Obama gay, okay? She's just a big girl, all right? Yeah, a lot of white guys like little petite women, so, you know, she's a big girl. Everything that's not pink, all right, they got a problem with. Anything that relates to black history, our greatness as kings, I teach my kids all the time. We came from kings and queens. You know what I'm saying? They talk so much about Egypt. I want to know what else was there because I'm bored with Egypt now. All right? Well, I did a little bit of research and I found out that America may or may not be, based on what somebody told me and they put in a book, all right, we was from here originally. You know what I'm saying? Yes, they had civilization in Africa, but that wasn't the only continent that was inhabited, all right? And, of course, according to Genesis, when the Noah flood came around, it said that all the inhabitants of the whole earth. So because they said that there was no life nowhere else on this planet except Africa in the beginning, okay, or the Middle Eastern continents, I kind of lightweight don't want to believe that. So me being me, a free thinker that I am, I call myself a beast, I asked questions, I started reading and clicking on this doggone keyboard when I was able to do it. And damn it, there's some shit that looked like the other side of that nickel that I've been trying to hold on to all my life. So it made me read more, it made me watch more videos, it made me click more links. And I'm trying to tell you, I learned some things about the origins of this country. The origins and the connections between this land, which is America, and if you break Amer was one of the Italian words for Moor, okay? And Ica, okay, it basically translates to rich, okay? Rich. So a lot of our history as a people lies right here on the American continent. It was America for the richness of the Moors. And if a lot of people understand, you don't understand, check out who the Moors were. You know what I'm saying? We got a whole lot of different factions right now of the Moors, and they call it the science religion. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I didn't do too well in school in science. I did math and in English. So I was pretty good with the math and the English and the literature and the understanding of the origins and the meanings and the compositions of sentences. And, you know, those things were my forte. So when you talk to me or you give me a book, automatically breaking down words that I don't understand, and I'm looking for more than one definition. Because every sentence comes with more than one meaning. It's all about the way you use one or two words in a contextual aspect. So if you're using it, it's like people being sarcasm. That's where that word comes from. Because if they want you to know something, they'll tell you flat out plain. When they want you to think about what they said, or they want to throw you off by saying something that they think you don't understand, they'll say something that you'll consider to be stupid. And it'll upset you, because most people, when they talk to you, as my friend Fat Mike used to say, like you got a plastic head. And that really, really, really irritates people when other people talk to you like you got a plastic head. It's like when you go to work every day, one or more of them other people always got something stupid to say, and they really be trying to get along, but just going along with the status quo. And I need somebody to tell me how to spell that, because number one, every time I type it in, I get the spell check error. I always thought it was Q-U-O. Help me out on that if I'm wrong. Yeah, so what the hell wrong with Facebook? But I don't know, man. But we got to, you know, without dragging it all out, what we have to do first and foremost, and it tells you that, and I done read every religious book that there is to read. I spent so much time in a place where I didn't have nothing but time to educate myself. And I read books every day, all day. And when I got tired of reading books, I started looking up how many different religions it was in the world. And I made sure I got the top religious book, from the Bible to the Quran to the Torah, all of them, Catholic. You know, I couldn't understand Chinese. So, you know, English, as long as it was in English, I was reading. Okay? A lot of people will tell you they all say the same thing, but they don't. They don't even say the same thing, similarities. That's what people focus on. It's like you take one or two verses out of a chapter that's got 149 chapters and use that as your whole thesis. You know, and that is not the way to do things. You know, you want to go back to 1611. All right? 1611 was when the Gutenberg Press was... they killed the man who made it because he wouldn't sell it to him. And they took his design and they learned how to mass produce the Bible. That was basically what it was for. Okay? Religious books. We won't just say the Bible, but the first Bible was printed on the Gutenberg Press in 1611. And it was authorized by King James, who hired his own script writers to, you know, compile these affirmations, all right? And it basically became not Christianity, but it was the Catholicism, because the Roman Catholic Church is pretty much what decrees, you know, what's being taught, okay, and what's understood. But if you look at the Pope, you'll notice that all of their dressings and their garbs and their headrests and the colors that they use are all Egyptian. And so the question that came to my mind was, with all the purple and the scarlet, and I've read about the purple and the scarlet in so many religious books, why is the Pope wearing it? You know what I'm saying? And it took me back to Egypt. It took me back to Egypt. It took me back to Egypt because the people in Egypt were from all races. And from the research that I've done about the origins of the people in this continent, they were of all races. You know what I'm saying? There were white people, there were black people, there were yellow people, there were red people, there were brown people. If, in fact, that's what they were classified as, because I don't know nothing read or heard nothing about a Sumerian tablet or a Nakal tablet, anything of those natures that call people anything other than black-headed people. Okay, then you got the story of Yaqub and Yashmal that states that, you know, Yaqub was mad because his father killed his mother and his brother, who was her lover, and she got pregnant. And so he grew up hating dark-skinned people, and became this great scientist and created a white genome. And he was the first one that started practicing gentrification. And he killed all the dark-skinned babies that he was having by these light-skinned women and let the light ones live. The story is about 6 hours long, and if you ever, ever feel like you need to hear some other shit, then you need to sit down and just look for big-headed scientists and pick one of the Yaku stories to watch and listen to it and understand it, because to me, it could be factual. You know what I'm saying? It could be factual, but I didn't live 435,000 years ago, and I don't know nobody who knows somebody that knows somebody that was around 435 years ago, because he talked about the 12 elders, and of course, you know, 12 is that number of the zodiac astrology. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of coincidental evidence that's hidden in our religious artifacts as well as our, you know, we just, let's say it like this, man, we've been duped. If the things that they write about was supposed to be true, is true, we've been duped for real. But because on one hand you got the people saying, oh, that ain't true, and you got on the other hand, oh, it is true, you don't know what to believe no more. So we walk around with our head cut off like chickens, and we say, well, this is what I believe, and this is what I believe, and you should believe what I believe, because if you don't believe what I believe, you're going to hell. Everybody say that to you. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid of that shit. Don't be afraid of it. You got to be able to stand on your own 2 feet. That's what it's all about. All right? 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. Press the 1 key to talk. I see Brother Hawk must have got sparked by the Yaku story. So, you know, it's a lot of information that's out there, y'all. And I swear if you check it out, then you'll be like, wow, I know it. Because that's the way I was when I decided to think outside of that box. You know what I'm saying? We've been living in that box. That's what the Matrix was about. You know what I'm saying? We don't even know that the reality they're giving us is one that they programmed for us. You know what I'm saying? But if you decide one day, I wonder why all them damn clouds and the streets and shit is across the sky. Chemtrails? And they spread out all over the sky like clouds, and they ain't even clouds, man. It's aluminum, barium, a little bit of magnesium, a little mercury, and some other shit. It's a name I couldn't even pronounce back if I heard it again right now. Xeranthium or some shit like that. Some shit that ain't good. Now they got this Morgellian disease that's coming up out of this shit that's falling from the skies, killing our plants. It's killing the water. Oh, speaking of water, by the way, it's illegal to put a pot outside to collect rainwater. Don't let the police catch you. Ain't that some shit? You must pay for the water, damn it. Pay for it. Next, they're going to be making us pay for air. Y'all better watch these damn movies. Y'all better watch these videos. Live outside the box, man. I watched a video that said Alex Jones worked for the people. And we ain't even going to call them white people no more. We just going to call them the people. Because we don't know if them motherfuckers white. That's way up there at the top. Do you know who owns GE? I don't. I know the motherfuckers make light bulbs and shit and technology. I know that. I don't know who owns that motherfucker. I know who be on the news when something go wrong at one of their plants. The motherfucker that's sitting back eating good off the motherfucking light bulbs. No, I don't know. You got to think, man. Think outside the damn box. Because sometimes that little adagio that everybody else talking about, oh, what you don't know, won't hurt you. That's a motherfucking lie. Don't you never let nobody tell you that shit. Because if you don't know a bus coming down the street when you step off that motherfucking curb, that shit gonna hurt you. If you don't know, and when you walk in the house, you know what I'm saying, your dog on them been tore up your brand new leather couch, that shit gonna hurt you. Because do you kill your dog? Or do you just buy another motherfucking couch? Huh? What's the truth? You know what I'm saying? Think differently, man. That's all it takes. Think differently. You don't got to believe what I believe. I ain't got to believe what you believe. You understand that shit, then don't nobody got to walk down the street with green hair because you got green hair. And just because somebody else got green hair and you got green hair too, you ain't got to hate on them because you think their hairstyle look better with that green hair shit y'all put in your hair. It used to be orange and pink. Now it's like turquoise and green. You know what I'm saying? Think about that shit, man. Think. Am I going to have the money to get my hair done next week? Or do I got to wear this shit all month? Come on, man. It's not that hard at all. I want y'all to understand that life is not a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? Until you open the box and you bite into it. It's a damn lie. See, remember when your mama used to call that strange man that come over your house, Uncle Ray? He wasn't your uncle at all. That was a motherfucking lie. Don't you never, ever, ever think that that man that your mama called Uncle Ray was your uncle. Because if he was your uncle, he would come over more often. And he wouldn't be sleeping on, he wouldn't be sleeping in bed with your mom when you woke up to ask her, can you make a bowl of cereal? Uncle Ray, don't sleep with your mom, okay? What's up, Al?
I'm doing excellent, man. Wow, what a way to come into conversation. For real, though. It's always good to hear from you and the mindset. And, you know, set things straight. So, knowing what type of night it is, you know, it feels excellent to hear you all on the radio. For those who don't know, real quick, I'm coming from that Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting that happens every Wednesday, on Wednesdays, from, of course, the hours of starting at 7:30 p.m.,
I think we lost Al. We'll call back in a minute. It's all right. Y'all know what it is, man. We do what we do on a Wednesday night, and we chop it up for real. So if y'all just want to join us sometime, man, just dial the number, 646-478-0944. And you know you don't have to talk, but if you want to talk, just press the 1. Okay, I see Al made it back in. What's up there, man?
Of course. Like I was getting ready to say, 14715 Euclid Avenue, and that's East Cleveland, 7:30 p.m. on a Wednesday. Feel free to come through. Don't guess at what we do or go by the media's outlook. Come and see for yourself. Well, you know, we've been very fortunate that such artists and other people from the community, such as Nameless or Black House Sounds, a few others have decided to come through and become involved, get out there on the front lines and support what's going on. So real war, real struggle going on. I want to also let people know that when it comes to real struggle and things going on, tomorrow, and that's tomorrow at 1 p.m., intersection of Euclid and Strathmore in East Cleveland, it will be the march on East Cleveland, and Oppressed People's Nation are sponsoring that march in observance to, of course, 1963, the Honorable Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s March on Washington, and his main primary goal, reasoning, and all of that is to make sure that the people in East Cleveland wake up starting at 1 o'clock. He's looking for this to be the biggest march that ever happened. And reason being is, like he put out there so eloquently and straight to the point, you know, there were a lot of things he could have put on and flyers and a lot of things that were put out there. But one of the main things, or a couple of main points that he made, which can be done in, well, I'll say, under a minute, which I was really proud of him for, is he pointed out to the people is that they the power. The people are supposed to be the power. And how long are you all going to sit down and do nothing after they took your hospital, closed down all five of the swimming pools? East Cleveland hasn't had a swimming pool in 5 years. Also, they have just demolished, closed down the post office, all that good stuff. So without a hospital and everything else, they're making it very easy for a merger to occur. So, you know.
Yeah.
Ending all.
Well, you know what's going to happen.
Go ahead.
You know what's going to happen, man. That merger. See, the thing about them, when they talk about it, it already happened. They in the planning stages right now. See,
yes,
the thing
sir.
With the city of Cleveland and RTA went so good, you know what I'm saying? They had to stretch it out a little bit further.
Right.
You know, and I read in the newspaper a few months ago that the city and the city council had met with some developers and was trying to decide which parts of the city they were going to consider blighted so that they can, you know what I'm saying, reconstruct those areas and make it more transportation friendly. You know what I'm saying? In other words, tear down, you know, some old neighborhoods and shit and put the rapids and shit up. Make more rapids and, you know, you can ride the rabbit through the black neighborhood, you know, like people on Welcome Back Cotter and shit. You don't want to look at your damn house and no damn rabbit track car going by. I mean, that's just the kind of shit they doing to us, man. So, you know,
yeah.
I don't know, you know, and this is like you said, you know, you said, Ernie said, it's like, man, why you going to sit back and just give them your power, huh? That's what you going to do? You say, okay, do nothing? And your guy called me in, Brother Hawk.
Oh,
Michael Hawk. He called in tonight, you know what I'm saying? And he was saying the same thing. You know, inaction is just the same as going along with whatever the program is, man. So, who knows? We got to do something, though. And I'm glad Earn getting out there doing what he do. Because that's definitely, you know, they need that. Because that was actually not the first time I heard that Cleveland was planning on taking over East Cleveland. And the first thing popped in my mind was, what's going to make it better? What's going to make it better? That now Cleveland police get to ride around in East Cleveland? What is it, duck soup now? Duck soup? Come on. It's going to generate money, man, but shit, it's still going to be 99.9% black folks. Ain't no white folks moving to East Cleveland.
Tell the truth.
Once they take their money and rebuild it, black people gonna be living there.
Well, yeah,
it's
you're right.
Be all white, like they do it up. Lexington there.
Yeah,
putting all them houses in black people can't
afford. Right, easy, quick to downtown. You ain't got to get on the highway.
Be a new East Queen. And they can catch the rap. They right there. They gonna take over a rapid line.
Yeah.
Come on, you know they gonna do that.
Right. So, I'm telling you, man. But it's still, blacks gonna be the constituents. We gonna be the ones walking around with the white tuxes and the black bow ties. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yeah, what you say, boss? Move that damn skid on the other side. Okay, that boss.
No, what they gonna do is, they're going to take you with all.
They're
going to be able to go all the way up
with Euclid. Sure. The Cleveland Clinic police rode right next to me all the way up Euclid, man, till about right before the Shell gas station, then he turned around. Because I know I was doing more than 35. But he Cleveland Clinic police. I wasn't doing 35 on Cleveland Clinic property. Just like they just did those officers at University Hospital now, you know, they could shoot your nigga ass too.
Yeah.
They hired 40 more cops for University Hospital? and gave them the same fucking authority as the state police. Okay? Now, the state police is a little bit higher than the city police, ain't it? That's what I thought. That's what the fuck I thought. So, I mean, I ain't the only one that little shit just come by. You be like, say what? So now you got to be careful when your black ass go to university hospital for getting shot. Or getting hurt. Or getting sick. Or being drunk. And going to the hospital for some injuries and start talking shit. And they'll kill your ass there. And you at the hospital and they ain't going to try to save you. Please, y'all. It's right in front of your fucking face. They telling you. We getting more. Did you hear about the little 9-year-old girl killing a man trying to teach her how to use a Uzi? Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell a 9-year-old girl need to know how to use a Uzi for? And they talking about guns are bad. Guns are bad. But you going to teach the kids how to use the guns? Send them out of Iraq.
Columbine.
I'm telling you, man. When they try to round us up, Al, they don't even use the kids against us.
Thank you, and that's true.
All these damn gun training classes, and all you got to be is 12 years old. 12? Man. You better take that little nigga on the back of a bando. Find a fucking red circle and a dot on the back of that bitch and say, now hit the little red dot, son. Shit, hope ain't no bombs in that motherfucker. And them crackheads taking pop shots at the back of the garage of the bando. And
you
the
know?
Go to the garage, it ain't gonna do nothing but hit the house. It's a bando. It's more, you ain't got to go through all that, man. See, them white folks getting ready, they done tricked them other white folks that live in the woods that when they get ready to start rounding up people, that they better be ready to help them. Because without the people in the woods, our military really ain't got no chance to round up people in America. They can forget that. That's why they bringing all these other nations over here, training them, you know what I'm saying, how to walk up and down our streets. That's why they got all these new out of the army ass niggas on our police force and be running our streets at night. That's why I encourage people to take your ass home. You know what I'm saying? Go home in the middle of the motherfucking night. Because the police be saying you in trouble or you causing trouble. You know what I mean? You in the way or you being a problem. Especially when you hang out all night long. The only thing, you are too damn late hanging out in the street. They say you buying or you selling. So
right.
Who they go by now? You know, now they just going to shoot first. And we did it to them. We gave them a fucking idea with the rap music. Shoot first, ask questions later. You know what I'm saying? How many songs you done heard, nigga? We bomb first. We bomb first. So, hey, man, come on. If we bomb first, then why ain't no motherfucking... They ain't having more little black stripes going across them badges.
Mm-hmm.
What it is, man. They've been doing it all along. We just now at the age of the smartphones.
Yeah.
Everybody got a phone.
Right.
So now it's easy being recorded now.
Right.
Before we didn't have the technology, but it's been going on.
It's been going on. And that's the thing. That everybody's like, oh my God, no, they're doing this all of a sudden. No, this shit been happening forever. Every time Pookie run in the backyard, he gets shot. What did he say? He pulled out a gun. We was wrestling in the backyard, and he went for my weapon. Man,
yep.
I mean, do they teach you in cop school how to fight a motherfucker off and at the same time keep him from pulling the weapon out your holster? I don't think so. Because if you move your hands or hold your gun, he gonna bust you a couple times. Bow, bow. And he might be able to get up and run away. But you couldn't catch his ass. And instead of embarrassing yourself because you couldn't hop that fence he just hit, you shot him. And then you gonna climb over the fence and fall on top of him and say, Suspect apprehended, shots fired. He went for my gun.
Motherfucker, that's the main thing they say, he went for my gun. He had a knife. He lunged at officers. Ain't nobody, a drunk motherfucker can't lunge at no damn cop. Nobody that's high out their damn mind can't lunge at a damn cop. He might have been trying to fall into your arms or something. But, no, man. The reality is, they know something that we know, and they know we know, and they really just trying to fight us from getting to that point. They figure the more of us they kill, the less chances we have to make it to that point. But here's the fact that they gave us. In 1972, it was only 21 million blacks in America. 21 million, okay? Now it's like 73 or 74. Wow. And it's way more Hispanics than that. It's way more Hispanics than it is black. It's more Hispanics in this country than it is blacks and whites put together. Mm. So what does that tell you? We ain't the minority.
Mm-hmm.
But they call us that because that's what we let them call us. We ain't the minorities now.
Right.
We are not the minorities. They even added the women to the minority report. So, I mean, hell, women are minorities too. So what's going on out there with you, Al?
Man, I just wanted to put out there, and people who don't think that if you play your cards right, you can't come out ahead. People can definitely check Alfred Porter, JR period, on the Facebook page. I'm inviting my people down there, so I have to invite my man, Emax the Image. He knows where to go. He will definitely be on my guest list because when you do things right, they can't stop you. And since it's been confirmed from the station, you definitely are being invited to the meet and greet with Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Okay.
The reason that that's an important feat is because I'll put it like this. If you had not allowed me to express myself and become a part of course, the Varsity Music Hood Tunes, Hood Talk Radio family 3 years ago, you know, my man Andy B., of course, my man Cheese. If that hadn't come about and you hadn't asked me, then, of course, another network wouldn't have said, hey, would you like to come through and do your thing? And I know they're probably sitting back saying, huh, why didn't he come over here full-fledged? Because people don't know the word loyalty. So, in being real quick, loyalty means when you have your family's supposed to be there as best as you can do it. And so, because of people that I've been blessed with who've listened on these Monday nights consistently for the past 3 years, I have a chance tomorrow live in the studio, Lazy Bone Wishbone. And following that from 6 to 8 p.m. with the meet and greet, like I say, who else could I definitely be when it was like the short list and it's like, oh, yeah? Well, you know I got to bring in. And they were like, yeah, make sure to bring in Emax the Image because he's, the videos that he's done, the music that he's done and stuff like that, and the knowledge that he drops also. So now that gives me chance enough to add, you know, one or two others to say that maybe, just maybe, we'll talk about my man Cheese, Andy B. If they would like to come down, we extend because, hey, just like some of those other movies, when De Niro walked in, and she walked in and a few others. You know, it's the same thing, same rule of thumb. So I just want to put it out there for people who are listening that when you do things right in the correct way and you stand for certain things without the backstabbing, backbiting, you can tell the truth. You can prosper from telling the truth. You can grow from it. So,
oh, yeah.
This is something that just fell through brand new. That's why I had to put it out there as it is the Alfred Porter Jr. period. Thing is coming up, man, my people going to be there. Can't do nothing without, of course, our mindset being there, because that's the mindset.
That's what's up. And you know something, man? I was telling Andy about Niggity Knock's performance Friday night, man.
Okay.
The man is very, very, very talented, man. Nobody went that far with it. There's a lot of good flows in there. Got a lot of good lyrics and hooks and cliches and everything. But he brought the fucking showmanship and shut the whole damn thing down, man. He shut it down.
That record's got to. I can't wait to start hearing it. Just give me a. I was like, man, I felt the man's pain.
Well, you know, you're going to be the one. You're going to debut that song Monday night. I'm going to make sure.
Okay.
That song, that whole 1022.
Woo!
Okay. I'm going to make sure it's uploaded so that when Monday night comes and you say, this is it,
you
that
know.
Give you the whole weekend. Tell them that you're going to play a song.
We're going to run with it.
Yep.
We're going to run with it.
We're going to run with it out. And that's what it do, man. So, y'all know what to do. Y'all got to keep in touch right here on Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. And I just want to say that, you know what, before I get out of here, I got to talk about Successful Living, ENT, all right? Keezo is boss. All right, he done dropped the CD. He got some flyers. The name of the CD is They Still Hate, all right? Distribution Game, hosted by DJ Darrell, You Crazy, and DJ 864. Now, everybody know them. Everybody know them. I think ain't Fanny Banks' son or L-Dog.
Oh, DJ Darrell? You mean DJ L-Dog's son?
Yeah, L-Dog, yeah. DJ Darrell, yeah, he's the host of that, you know what I'm saying? Put some hot-ass tracks down on that shit for him. So that's they do. They still hating y'all, Keys of the Boss. We got some of that, and we're going to be playing that this weekend, man, so y'all can understand the flavor and the heat that's coming out of They Still Hating. I'm telling you, Keys of the Boss doing his thing. When you say they had Saturday? Yeah, they had a CD picture release party. So, you know, it went down. It went down, you know. So everything's working out, you know what I'm saying? Much props and much love and hopes for much success to them. And I hope they keep doing what they're doing, man, because I want one of these damn posters. I don't know where I'm going to put it right now, but I want one. It's all good. It's all good, man. But I hope y'all enjoyed the show tonight, because I did. Like I said, I want to thank, he liked to be called Brother Hawk, he said, you know what I'm saying? So he joined us tonight, man, for a good portion of the show. Gave us some, you know, things and his perspective, you know what I'm saying? He had to drop out, so it's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure he'll call back. I also gave him a few things that he might want to study on. It might have just spooked him a little bit, but we'll know. So, hey, you know who I ain't heard from, Al, before we get out of here, man?
Who?
Johnny G. Who? Where the hell is Johnny G?
He's off of, hold on, St. Clair. Ooh. At the intersection of St. Clair, Eddie Rowe, at the new church that's about to open up behind Chili's, helping sell Chipotle sandwiches.
Oh, man. Johnny?
Yes.
He's in fucking Bank in South Carolina.
Hey, this new thing he told me, and I quote, he's about to put Chili's drive through a beverage out of business with their food and run them off that corner.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Crap. Damn. Kenny Cook, man, is he fucking people food up? Johnny G.
Yes, sir.
That man, I ain't heard that voice, man, for a while, man.
I know.
You know, sometimes we have to, like, listen to him, you know, but the man be for real serious with what he's saying. But damn it, if we could have got some Johnny G on video, man.
Oh!
We could have had some greatest hits type shit. But that's all right. He'll be back. He just don't know the new number. That's okay. But yes, sir, man. Yes, sir. Y'all know how we get down. We had a good show tonight.
Right.
Appreciate you calling in out, you know what I'm saying, dropping the times. And you talking about around the corner, right?
Yes, sir.
Field show tomorrow.
Oh, yes, sir. Like they
do. Oh, okay.
At wastedradio.com from 3 to 4 and then 6 to 8. You all will definitely be in the house with myself.
Okay, that's what's up.
Definitely be in the house. So I'm looking forward to seeing the family with me, and may everybody have a blessed and peaceful, prosperous evening.
All right, you too, man. We appreciate that. That's what's
Thank
up.
Thank you.
All right. So y'all know what's up, man. We just doing what we do on a Wednesday night, joined by Al Porter Jr., you know what I'm saying, closing Monday, so the show is always a pleasure to have Al with us, man. We just... You know what I'm saying? I clicked, man. We just, everything, just laughing and shit. Y'all heard us. So, you know, that's how we get down with break mind, things like shit go out good. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Andy B. We out here. You know what I'm saying? Chef Carla D. With the exquisite. I'm telling you, man, she got to name her own bowl. That's all I'm going to tell y'all. She got to name it. Claim it. You know, like they always say. So, we're going to let everybody have a good night. This is your boy, E-Max the Image, and we'll be back Friday night with Hood Tunes Radio. So y'all know, if you're an artist out there, go ahead and send us some shit, and we will play it as long as it's good. All right? Peace, y'all. Good night.